Well, this is an alert today, heart dwellers. God bless you and the Lord be with you as you ponder this directive from Him entitled, We're Approaching the Point of No Return. And today is December 2nd, 2015. He began this message, There isn't much time left. How do I take that, Lord? In faith. You know what I'm struggling with. That's even why I got clothing. You know me well. You know my heart of mercy. But I tell you the truth. We are heading towards the point of no return. And what about if we rise up and pray for more time? Can it be forestalled? Oh, Claire, you are impossible. I have a message and you're niggling with me. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Thank you. I am wanting a deeper level of preparation from my waiting bride. I want her heart emptied of useless, worldly things. This message is not for everyone. It's only for those who are longing for a greater depth in me and detachment from the world. I am imparting this grace to those who are listening or reading in this moment. That means if you read this message 6 months from now, from when it was written, it still carries that grace for those who are earnestly seeking it and longing for it with all their hearts. You wonder how that grace can linger? Just as my word accesses grace from heaven in present time, so do words authentically spoken by me that carry my promises. When they are received in faith from any source, they still access that impartation as when it was spoken. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. My promises stand forever to those who truly desire them with their whole hearts. There are constant little worldly treasures and perks and treats that pass before you every day. What I want you to understand is that the less significance you attach to those things, the less time you spend on them, the more I can fill you with my spirit and those things that truly matter to me. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, indeed it is, Lord. I have known this freedom before. Oh, glorious freedom from vanity and fine foods and worldly entertainment. Oh, those days so full of your spirit and so precious to me, like none other. Isn't that what you cried out to me for this morning, a pure heart? Burn the dross from my heart, Lord. Burn it all away. Well, Lord, that can only happen by your special grace. That's the exact point. I give the grace. You correspond. When I say I want my bride's heart emptied, I mean less attention on every little facet of life apart from me and my will. For instance, vain things like manicures and hair and cosmetics and stylish clothing and matching outfits and accessories. These things, unless they are necessary to your work, occupy space in your hearts and minds that could be dwelling in the abundance of my spirit. You see, when you attach significance to these things, you may not be actively thinking of them, but you are easily snagged by all that relates to them. These are some of the distractions that make prayer more difficult for many. But when you cast off the yoke of your pleasures to make room for my pleasure, then your communion with me goes deeper, much deeper, as matters of the flesh melt away. That's what I'm getting at. Not everyone is ready to let go of earthly pleasures, to have more of me. But as they seek me in their own ways, eventually they head in that direction. I have sublime patience with all those who reach towards me. I know what a struggle you have, Claire, having a great attraction for order and beauty. Those who don't care about those things are freer to contemplate me. We're always going back and forth about these things, aren't we, dearest? Oh, Lord, that is hard, if not impossible, for me. If I were blind, well, that has its own serious problems. At least I wouldn't be distracted into arranging things to my liking. Believe me, you'd find other things not to your liking. It's part of the obsessive-compulsive nature. But remember, when you offer yourself to me with holding nothing and study your actions and thoughts to deliberately exclude those things, you are so much freer. Lord, I know what you're saying is absolutely true. I remember when I threw that yoke of beauty totally off for functionality without regard for aesthetics and did the same with food, and I felt so much more alive in you. How do I get back to this place? That's what I'm trying to give you here, my sweet bride. That's what I'm calling your attention to. It's not going to happen suddenly unless circumstances override your life. But each day you can make progress in that direction. Choosing a bowl of oatmeal over a piece of cake. Leaving the last piece of chicken to someone else. In fact, denying yourself at table is one major way to put your flesh into subservient positions. Simple clothing with worn edges over new clothing. Finding your satisfaction in less and less, and even in substandard things. Your mother was totally eaten up with external things. That is why she never had any peace. There was always something more needing to be done, something out of place, before she could relax. So many things to take care of. So many trivial cares that kept her continually occupied. You know this, Claire. You broke from it in your younger days, too. Yes, I remember a room I was renting in Berkeley, California. It was just a plain room with a mattress on the floor. Nothing homey about it. And I remember having a craving for simplicity. I had just moved out of a large flat in San Francisco that was extravagantly decorated, and I was so refreshed by the utter simplicity of this room. And I was there in that room, speaking to your heart to bring you to a new level of freedom. You see, attention to one detail leads to attention to yet another and another. And soon you're chasing your tail and never catching it. It all depends on how ambitious you are in having things in your environment just to your liking. You have fought much, long and hard, and gained a true measure of improvement, but there's always, always room for more. What I'm trying to say to my brides, very simply, is that the more exterior things matter to you, and that's a choice in your control, the more you will be vexed in spirit, wanting perfection in your environment, and, as a consequence, the less you will have of me. Deny yourselves these little pleasures more and more each day, and soon you'll realize I've taken over your thoughts. And I dwell in you in greater measure. Postpone your need for order and beauty, my love. In heaven, all will be to your liking. But for now, postpone this driving compulsion and live more and more simply from day to day. Understand, my brides, your worth is not in beautiful clothing, houses, and cars. No. All those things will be stripped from you, and the only thing left standing will be your virtues and what you did for others out of pure love and no other motive. I have taught this to you all many, many times before. But now, truly, we are nearing the point of no return, and I counsel you, buy of me fire-tried gold, and leave the ashes behind.